This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This team does a good job of worrying about the next pitch. That's really what baseball is all about, worrying about the next pitch. That's the most important pitch. The first pitch of the game tomorrow, that's the most important pitch of our season. And then after that one's over, we move on to the second.
Congratulations to Edward Sotelo, loophole, for winning the pair of tickets to the Texans-Jaguars on December 30th. Got to give him congratulations. Stanford Rout is joining us right now, and I got to tell you right now, Stanford Rout, as he puts his headphones on, I got to tell Stanford Rout this right now. Stanford Rout, if they ever make a Lifetime movie about the game, I think you should play him in that red shirt and that fitted right there in the beard. I think Stanford's looking a lot like the game right now.
Ooh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Have you seen the front of his cap, Landry?
It's a B.
It's a B.
It's a B.
You know it.
But you've been a Red Sox fan. I think we actually talked about
90s.
This.
Since the 90s.
You know what? You got to respect the guy coming into H-Town, walking across these streets, sporting that big Boston antique B on his cap, saying, come at me.
Oh, yeah. I want all the
smoke. But you've worn that for years.
Yes, I
right?
have. Okay. I've been a Red Sox fan since the 90s. This isn't anything that I kind of just...
You suffered with them.
Yeah, exactly.
So why? But you're from San Antonio. Why would you become a... What was about them that made you become a Red Sox fan?
First of all, are you from the state of Wyoming? No, you're not. You're from Kansas.
Yeah.
I believe... I forget the name of the town, but I know you're from Kansas. And you know that I'm from Austin, not San Antonio. You know that.
He's a Spurs fan.
I'm from Austin. I'm a San Antonio Spurs fan.
Why is the guy always giving you a hard time about the school, the high school from like outside of San Antonio? I thought,
who?
I don't know, some guy that was always texting in and he brought up your high school alma mater.
Yeah, Pflugerville Conley.
Yeah, that's outside of Austin.
Okay, you know what?
Hey, come on, friend. Like,
Austin,
know your coworkers.
San Antonio.
Oh, what? It's the same thing. It's the same. So Manhattan and Lawrence, Kansas are the same.
How'd you like playing at Rice?
Topeka is the same thing as Lawrence and Manhattan.
Yeah. Yes,
I would take.
Yeah,
that.
Stanford. How'd you like playing at Rice?
At Rice.
That's what he's doing. Kind of.
You okay? Is San Antonio really that much worse than Austin?
They're different. They're
first
both
of all,
cool.
Bite your tongue. This is Texas. This is not Kansas. This is the greatest state in the. This is the greatest state in the union.
It was a simple. I thought San Antonio, Austin. Again.
See,
we're
John. You see
although to be fair, within a few years they will be one city. I'm sure they've grown so get together
Austin,
so much.
Austin is going to be the next million population city in the U.S.
Yeah, it's growing.
The 11th largest city in the country.
And ironically, it costs $1 million to rent an apartment.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It's Austin. It's
fancy, man.
The next Silicon Valley.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's simple. Easy mistake.
No, it's not.
That ain't no mistake.
That's like saying the difference between Kansas and K-State. Big difference.
Right or wrong?
There is. Exactly.
Right.
Come on now.
Okay, fair enough.
Come on
you're
now.
Right. Listen,
come on.
I'm sorry.
I get it.
My mistake.
You're probably still a little bit kind of hungover, still kind of woozy from that tough loss you guys had on Sunday where the Chiefs finally went to become the Chiefs that they always come in October.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, really?
Y'all start off 5-0, and look what happened.
You're on the think tank.
Let's go.
All right, you're on the think tank. Go.
Okay, first of all, congratulations on the 100. And here we go. KUB ball by Orale. Almost time for the Rock Chalk Jayhawk. What's that getting passed under the table? Oh, crap, we got caught.
Hey, with a little haiku action.
Okay, all right.
You're on the think tank, go.
Hey, congrats on the 100. And I like my Astro take is, if it don't make drama, it don't make sense in A-Town. We got to have a dramatic. So I'll get Astros and Savvy. For Texans, you know, we came in the season with high expectations. The offensive line is giving us low production. And shout out to my UPS regulators. And for you FedEx pros, bow down when UPS come around.
I like to see that. I'm glad that we've perpetuated that and has continued.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Bill O'Brien play calling is whack, and the Texans would be better if he never left his dad's nutsack.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys, congratulations on the 100 episodes. This is easily probably the best show in Houston now, and I appreciate you guys giving me the platform to hate on John McClain.
Wow.
We're here for you, buddy. We're here for you.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, this is Mike Meltzer. I think tonight's game is a must-win for the Astros, and I think I have a sense for sports.
I think I have
just
a sense
just a random
sports.
Mike Meltzer take. I like that.
I think I have a good sense.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think if anybody's seen the movie Super Size Me and how the dude ends up like in a bad mood all the time from all the McDonald's he ate, I think that's what's going on with O'Brien. And he got his boobs all big. I like to call him the B.O.B.'s.
Those ain't bees, bro.
I'm just kidding.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers guy here. Hey, Mr. Lopez, I'm going to give you two options in your house. One can stay, but the other one you got to get rid of, and it can never
Oh, it's
going to
be
back.
The dog or the massage room. I already know where he's going.
There you go. Which one, Lopez?
It was fun while it lasted, that massage room.
Now, second, the wife or the dog?
The wife.
That's a lie. I'm looking right at you. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
It is?
Go.
I think if the Astros don't win tonight, there's going to be a whole lot of people wearing brown pants to Game 5.
Oh, man, that's mean.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Astros bounce back with an 11-4 win tonight.
Oh, my.
Take it.
You're going to need to.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Austin is Houston's backyard, man. Astros all the way, man. We got this, guys.
All right.
And that dude there.
Did he say Austin or Boston?
Austin.
Austin.
I thought it sounded like he said Austin.
Austin's the capital of state Texas.
Yeah, it is.
Bye. See you later.
I was born there too, Stanford. I was born near Austin.
There you go, ATX.
Shout out to Round Rock right there.
Hey, that's where my parents live right now,
there
ATX.
You go. There you go.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I want to say congratulations, guys, on your 100 episodes.
You owe me $50.
Y'all reach. Hey, I got you on Friday, and I think I wish I had a picture of Landry's face when Boston hit that grand slam on that ass. Woo! Go Boston!
Oh, yeah.
Pave Tex.
JBJ.
Pave Tex.
God bless Pave Tex, man. Pave Tex is a good dude.
He's the best
really,
hater.
Really, really, really good dude.
Is he the number one loophole? Is Pave Tex the
know,
number one
man.
Loophole?
Yeah, he's up there.
I think he's got to be number one.
He's the man.
I think he's going to be the number
great
one
dude.
Loophole.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again. And I just want to say congratulations on the 100 episode. This city loves you. The city is behind you. And here's to 100 more. Now, my take is I think that last night pretty much confirmed that this was the last time that you will see Dallas Keuchel in a Houston Astros uniform. Congratulations again. We all love you. Have a good day.
Gupta,
way to
go.
When he wants to be short and sweet and just throw it out there, that dude stays in his lane.
Yeah, he knows
that dude stays
role.
In his lane.
Yeah, he knows his role.
And he can change styles, too.
That's why Gupta's the best Think Tanker.
Yeah.
With all respect to everybody else.
Oh, my.
I'm putting it out there. Gupta right now, if we were power ranking, to use one of your terms, if we were power ranking the Think Tankers, Gupta's number one. He's getting my number one vote.
Knowing his role.
I'm not going to dispute that or anything because I don't want to seclude our fan base, but I will say this. Thank you for giving me credit for the term power ranking. I will take it.
Damn right. Hey, credit where credit's due.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh. Shots fired.
Hey, he might get my vote.
Hey, I wrote y'all a song, but before I sing it, so I work in construction, and why is it called a building if it's already built? But anyways, so I'll get to my song. So, happy 100th episode to the best show in town. Tune in to 610 from 10 to 2. They'll pick you up, you go feeling down. Houston, you know they love us. They say it to me and you. God bless you guys. We all love you. And I got two hump day haikus about you.
Dang.
So number one, peeps can't stop talking. In the loop, fire walking. Marconi knocking.
Hey, baby.
And number two.
This guy knows his radio.
Number one, Hundy. Love for John, Fred, and Landry. Loopholes. Say thank you. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you.
He redeemed himself. It's all, like, Monday is forgotten, and that gets, he's my vote. Think Tank Dank gets my vote.
You know what? I've got a crazy conspiracy theory.
What?
I wonder if Think Tank Dank and Earl are the same guy.
No.
No.
Nah, just saying.
No.
Just saying.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Look at Earl. Because
as much as we've been talking about where's Earl,
on, bro.
He would have brought him back.
But what are you doing, bro?
How do you know?
What are you doing, bro?
How do you know?
You want to go post up at malls here when Santa's and tell kids stuff, too? Like, we got people listening, like, what are you doing?
I mean, Earl, let's be honest. Earl might be dead. We know that, right? Unless he calls today or tomorrow. Because Friday you're going to declare him dead.
I'm just saying, there was something he said just now that mm-hmm. made me think.
The inflection in his voice?
Just, again, I could be totally wrong.
You're on the think tank. Go. You might be dying, too. There might be a fire. Go.
What's up, fellas? Congratulations on the 100 episode. And my take is, I don't think I know FedEx sucks, baby. UPS, Brian, Texas. Thank you.
I tell you what, UPS has come
strong.
Exceptionally
They're
strong.
They're more passionate.
Today.
They must treat their employees better. They must treat their employees better.
One of my boys works for them. Yes, they
does,
are.
Yeah.
But they don't. It? You know, UPS yes. does not allow air conditioning in any of their vehicles.
Seriously?
Look, think about it. Next time you see a UPS truck, van,
yeah.
anything, they don't
yeah,
allow air
open
conditioning.
Door.
It does always have an open door.
Because
That's
they want them in and out. They want them working.
Shout out.
Go in and out.
Shout out to LBP
because
again.
Because the hotter you are, the quicker you're going to want to
get
done.
Go.
That's a great philosophy.
No air conditioning in UPS trucks.
That is a...
Oh, there's some tough, you know what?
That is a sneaky tactic, right?
Brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
It's brilliant,
yeah,
sneaky,
it is.
And mean at the same time.
You're on the think tank, go.
Chris Myers guy again. Hey, has Lopez ever told y'all what his favorite cheese is?
Yes.
It's Chi-Chi's.
I like the laugh at the
he
end.
Said Chi-Chi. Awesome.
Oh, boy.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, JR, the UPS driver.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Congrats on the 100, y'all. John Landry, Freddie, Living Vince. I think y'all just topped the triple threat.
Hey!
Quite short and sweet. You just got to dip
it.
Out on that.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
All right, we're going to go five more.
Five more.
Five more.
It's been a good run.
By the way, I'm just looking at the phone lines here. I'm pretty sure I see a DHL on there. DHL on there.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys. DHL driver Hank here.
Go ahead.
Hey, Freddie.
Yeah.
Hey, Freddie. You've had a DHL driver under your nose the whole time, man. Check this out. Hey, fellas. Manager here at the local Cracker Barrel.
Oh!
And John Elway's still a dumbass for not pronouncing Cave Keesum's name correctly. That's been me the whole time, man.
Case Keesum. Keenum.
Sorry. Good work.
Okay. Wow,
good
so DHL just brings it.
DHL is versatile.
Okay. DHL.
Okay.
DHL going undercover on us.
Four more. You're on the think tank. Go.
I have a song and a haiku.
Oh, okay.
My haiku is for the massage room. Lay down on the table. There's a hole in the middle. Girls below. Happy ending.
I don't know if that really fits the 575, but I like the creativity nonetheless.
And my song is Happy 100th to you. I appreciate what you do. I hope you have 900 more. And I think the Think Tank is the best thing on the show. And this is the Coca-Cola Slanger.
Coca-Cola Slanger.
Okay.
Well done, my man.
Nicely
done. The Coca-Cola Slanger. Okay.
Three more. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think Stanford would have rooted for Santa Ana at the Alamo.
Like, is he serious?
But Santa Ana did win, though.
At the Alamo, he did.
Yeah, so.
Kicked his ass in Houston.
He would be rooting for the winning team, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, always.
Right, Lopez?
Spurs.
Right, Lopez?
Oh, go.
Spurs Nation.
Race car!
All right, two more. You're on the think tank, go.
Go.
Hello, this is Hans on the model. Hear me now and believe me later, because I think German Americans are sorry little girly men, stupid girly men, who do not know how to pronounce their own last names, such as Dallas Kirchel, Luke Kirchley, and Shane Bücheler.
That's awesome.
That was damn good.
Shane Buchela.
I had to catch on.
How about the German call? We are international.
International.
We are
baby. International.
Worldwide. One more.
Colombians or Brazilians want to chime in. Mm-hmm.
We got one more. Here we go. All right, you got the final word on ITL 100 Think Tank. Go.
I think you should be able to speak clear English before calling the show. No broken Spanish, no Ebonics. We can't.
Come on.
Okay.
Who is this?
Who is that guy?
We're not in it on that. We're not a racist call. We're not doing any bigotry on Loop 100.
What was going on there?
We move onward and upward.
My gosh.
Nobody got time for that.
Call. I'm sorry that you got all this time in your hands now, you superintendent POS. Sorry you lost your job after Deshaun Watson's performance.
Call another station with that nonsense. All right, let's go one more. We got to end stronger.
You're on the think tank. You got the final word. It is acapella. Go.
JR, the UPS driver here. I just want to say that FedEx drives around in unicorn trucks. That's it.
Damn.
The hell?
All right. Yeah. Okay.
That was straight to the point.
That was something else. That was something else. All right. Not a bad.
It was good. Oh, not compared to yesterday?
Yesterday, I thought yesterday.
Oh, yeah, day before yesterday.
Day before yesterday was a complete bleep show. But no. All right, we may take a couple more later on the program just to round this show out right. But it's good, not great episode or version of the Think Tank today. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. Maybe you guys are feeling some type of way today. I think everybody's kind of down on themselves after the Astro loss last night. So maybe we need to get back in the winning spirit of things. The one, the only Stanford route.
Hey, we're
in
talking
studio.
Baseball first.
Of course, we're going to talk. Of course, we're going to talk baseball.
There we go.
I think you know what. I think you're right. I think it was the San Antonio Spurs thing is what threw me off. It really did, and I'm just not very good at Texas geography.
Austin is closer to San Antonio than it is to Houston, and then also like the Spurs have won how many rings in the last two decades?
Yeah.
So
I know the answer.
I'm just being rhetorical. That's why I love the way the Spurs are ran as an organization.
I tell you what,
and they win.
Well, they do win. There's no question about that.
They don't lose by 40 at home whenever the opposing team is without the best player. But we'll go somewhere else.
Daggers. Stanford route. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.